is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Closing arguments lasted into the night in the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump. CBS's Robert Costa says former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker's name came up.
Prosecutor Joshua Steinglass told jurors that Pecker, Cohen, and Trump met at Trump Tower to sort out the arrangement. This scheme cooked up by these men at this meeting could very well be what got President Trump elected, he said. Steinglass called it election fraud, and the National Enquirer a covert arm of the Trump campaign.
CBS's Katrina Kaufman says a defense attorney told the jury the prosecution didn't make its case.
What Todd Blanche really focused on was, to begin with, he said that these business records were not in fact falsified, and also that Trump had no knowledge of them. There was no intent to cover up any sort of crime.
What will happen if the jury finds Trump guilty? CBS News legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
This is a nonviolent crime, first-time offender. And so what would happen? One, there would be a sentence that may or may not include prison time. And two, you better believe if there's a conviction, there will absolutely be an appeal.
The body of a man has been found at the scene of an explosion in downtown Youngstown, Ohio, according to CBS affiliate WKBN-TV. The explosion did extensive damage to a building with a bank on the lower level and apartments above. Deborah Flora works nearby.
I heard the boom and I looked up and I could see dark smoke coming out of the side of the Chase Bank building, but it was just such a really strong boom. You know, I blurted out, oh my God.
County officials said the explosion was caused by a natural gas leak. The number of executions worldwide has increased, while the number of countries carrying out the executions has declined. Amnesty International researcher Justin Mazzola.
The spikes themselves, especially in certain countries like Iran, Somalia, and Yemen, were really huge upticks from what we'd been seeing.
Despite international condemnation, Israel is expanding its offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb reports from East Jerusalem.
This is amid reports Israel's moving tanks into the city's center, while in the skies above, Israeli warplanes continue to drop bombs on what was Gaza's last safe haven.
A former longtime lawman in South Dakota and mayor of a small town now finds himself on the other side of the law. CBS's Jim Krasula says 64-year-old Jay Ostrom is charged with murdering three men.
Court papers say Ostrom's wife told him that one of the men who was shot and killed had sexually assaulted her. She said her husband, quote, got up and went raging out of the house.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family. Search engines don't always get it right. For right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 800-803-5505 to speak to an expert. That's 800-803-5505.
The producer of The Godfather has died.
Albert Ruddy's The Godfather won the Oscar for Best Picture in 1973, but the beloved and oft-quoted movie was just one among more than 30 films he produced. In the Paramount Plus series he offered about the making of the film, Ruddy said,
"A producer does everything."
For The Godfather, that included negotiating a deal with an organized crime boss and dealing with a cast including Marlon Brando and Al Pacino. The Canadian-born Ruddy also won an Oscar for Million Dollar Baby starring Clint Eastwood. Albert S. Ruddy died Saturday at the UCLA Medical Center. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Ohio's Historical Society is close to getting control of ancient ceremonial and burial earthworks that are maintained by a country club whose members golf alongside the mounds. A trial's underway to decide how much the Society has to pay for the site, which it plans to turn into a public park. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and storms through the overnight. Light north winds and lower 50s expected by daybreak. Sunshine, though, will prevail for your Wednesday. Highs reaching the lower 60s. Carbon copy heading into Thursday. Friday, lower 70s. Right now, it's 55.
Yeah. Memorial Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Falling in love is stand. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to be kissed, stop. I can't stop.
No, I can't stop. I stop. Lightning striking again. Lightning striking again.
Nature's taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind. In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
stop.
I can't stop.
Stop. I can't stop. I stop. Lightning is striking again. Lightning is
Farmers and the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more Timeless Hits next on WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. If you have ever worked a day in your life or bought something from the store, you have paid taxes and invested in our country. And I'm going to bet you a truck full of tacos that you have not gotten the full return from that investment. There are a ton of underused government programs, resources, and tax credits out there for taxpayers of all incomes. There's an average of $1,100 out there for every American household. And this is why Work Money, the not-for-profit I run, has set up an all-new resource center. And I would like to note, it is free because we raised some money to do it. Just go to our website at workmoney.org or text or call us at 1-833-WRK-MNEY. It's just Work Money without the O's. You could chat with a real person who's going to help you figure out what you likely qualify for and how much you could get. This is Carrie Joy saying, don't leave good money on the table. Till next time, take good care.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn? Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
There's no time left for The last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
WRJN.
It's all right. In fact, it's a
local news and timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with timeless hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More timeless hits coming right up.
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby our lives. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
make it without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The jury in the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump is just a few hours away from getting its instructions from the judge, says CBS's Matt Piper.
This was about 9 hours of closing arguments, which is a really long time for a jury. As for what happens next, the judge will give the jury instructions in the morning for deliberations, and then they will begin. They could come to a verdict quickly.